Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Let's ask Raja Krishnamoorthy about this. He's a noted baseball expert and member of the United States Congress. Congressman Krishnamoorthy, you're on WGN. How are you?
Hey, John. How are you, my friend?
I know we've got a lot to talk about, but did you see the called third strike in the Cubs game yesterday?
I heard and read all about it.
And what is your opinion, sir?
It appeared to be a ball. I understand that Rizzo chased the ump down the line, and he thinks that it's unacceptable for that to be anything other than a ball. But we've got the first place Chicago Cubs poised for greater things. That's what I think.
I don't know that he chased him down the line. Be careful with your verbs there, Mr. Congressman. I think he walked with him, but I don't know that chased is the right word. The two of them have an interesting history.
They had a saunter. Okay, I understand. They sauntered together down the line discussing baseball and the last call of the game. Yes, I understand.
And I'm going to get back to this after the 2:30 WGN radio news. But one solution, so help me, people are saying, this is a reason that we need to have a machine called the balls and strikes in baseball games. And that will be the day I quit watching baseball, when you have some sort of machine assisting the umpire. I want human beings to call the balls and strikes. Do you feel the same way as I do, Raj?
I do. There might be other ways to bring some technology into the game, but I think that human element makes baseball what it is.
Congressman, you were in the presence of the president the other day, were you not?
I was, yes.
Tell me about this piece of legislation that he signed.
So, I think I've told your listeners and you many times before that my passion in this Congress has been modernizing our career, technical, and vocational education system in this country.
Yep.
It hasn't been updated in 12 years since before the iPhone was invented. And so that was my bill, along with Congressman G.T. Thompson, a Republican. And, of course, I'm a Democrat. So we've been pushing for 2 years. And we finally got it through the Senate 2 weeks ago, and then got it through the House one last time. And then last Tuesday, President Trump signed it into law. And
what does
really
the bill say? What does this do?
Yeah, three things. One, it increases resources modestly so that more students can participate in career, technical, and vocational education programs throughout the country. Secondly, it shifts authority for spending this money from Washington to state and local high schools and community college districts. And then third, it does something really important, which is make sure that businesses and employers are at the table to help validate the skills that are taught, so that these young folks and others in career transition can get access to what I call the greatest anti-poverty program devised by human beings, a J-O-B, a job. We want them to get a job. And, two-thirds of Americans aren't going to get a four-year college degree, but we have to do everything possible to make sure they have a path into the middle class. And in my humble opinion, it involves career, technical, and vocational education.
So what are we talking about, welding, or are we talking about computer science here?
Everything. So it's fascinating, John, how the types of skills being taught in these programs run the gamut from welding and carpentry to cybersecurity and solar panel installation and basically claims analysis at insurance companies and everything in between. So it's no longer just one type of profession or another. It's everything. But the main point is that it allows people to get a credential or a certification or those skills that are required to get jobs. And as you know, a lot of the fields in the past that may not have required these types of certifications and skill sets do so now, because they involve computers, some automation, and some knowledge of computing and mathematics that perhaps a generation ago they may not have.
Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy is on the phone line. So are the kids learning these skills, or are they supposed to learn these in high school, or would this be like at a junior college setting after high school?
Both. It can be actually the very interesting part of this bill that I actually think is very important is that you get introduced to a lot of different professions career and technical education as early as fifth grade if you're interested in them. That allows for career exploration so that people don't necessarily make up their minds that X, Y, or Z may not be for them without having had some exposure to them. I'll just give you an example. You know, manufacturing jobs oftentimes are thought to be, you know, dirty jobs, grimy jobs, jobs that, you know, you don't want to be doing if you can avoid them. But actually, a lot of times nowadays, they are in clean rooms, they are in spaces that are spick and span and that require quite a bit of sophistication, and they pay extremely well.
My understanding is that actually manufacturing, you know, companies that build things or do the whole range you're talking about, right? Plumbing and carpentry all the way to computer science or solar panel installation, but they are not finding enough qualified people to fill those positions. Am I right about that?
You're 100% correct about that. It's called a skills gap. There are 6.5 million jobs in the current workforce, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, for whom employers cannot find workers with the skills or experience necessary to fill them. It's all the more reason that we basically equip people with the skills to take those jobs. That means filling that skills gap.
So you got a piece of legislation passed by both houses, signed by the president into law, and at the end of the day, we're going to increase funding for these kinds of programs, so maybe more tools in the school or teachers to teach these things, is that it?
That's right. So, for instance, Illinois is going to get additional resources. I had a phone call with the Illinois superintendent of schools who was just ecstatic about it because, as you know, it's not like schools in Illinois, especially public schools, are rolling in dough. They are doing the best they can with what they have, but some additional resources to invest in these programs means two things. One, introducing more of these types of courses to more students, but also mainstreaming some of these courses so that even people who may end up, you know, going to a four-year college and getting a four-year college degree are exposed to some of these other professions so that they too can learn, hey, you know, that light bulb might go off one day where they're in that carpentry class or they're in that, you know, cybersecurity class or whatever, and they're like, wow, this is what I want to do. It's not what I anticipated, but it's something that, you know, I'm passionate about. I can see myself doing in the future, and I'm just so excited about that. The other thing I just want to mention very quickly is that it's not just that this program is going to have additional federal dollars, but I believe it's going to unleash private dollars sitting on the sidelines waiting for, you know, the rules of the road to have been written in the way that they have been as part of this law to then pour into the system and basically allow for greater leveraging of those federal dollars. So you have, you know, the Boeings and the Caterpillars and the John Deeres and the Allstates and other companies basically pouring money in. I can even name some downtown, Aon and Accenture and others who are already doing apprenticeship programs and other things that are going very well, by the way, who might be able to now partner with other community colleges and do even more. So it puts these programs on steroids. It adds more resources so they can expand.
When I was in high school 55, 60,000 years ago, the sorts of classes we had like this were shop class for the boys, home ec for the girls. There were some clerical classes that were taught too. It always felt like a sort of academic consolation round for the kids who didn't get good grades or weren't going to go on to college. And I think if we looked at that instead as a proactive sort of thing, like, hey, wouldn't it be great if we taught you the skills to be good at this rather than just throw this in there because you can't do that over there? And if we expanded it, which is obviously what we're doing, it would be better for everybody. And shoot, if you're a plumber, a carpenter, I presume if you're in the solar business or the computer business, you're probably going to have just as optimistic a career future as those people who have college degrees. I mean, the joke for a lot of us is, right, the plumber's making more than I am, and I got a degree in accounting or whatever it is. So I don't think there's any reason not to equip young people with those sorts of skills. But you know what I heard one time? That there are more straight-A students in India than there are students in the United States. I have two questions for you, Raj. We'll pause and come back. One is, are we sort of neglecting then the need to teach kids the three R's when we do something like this? And what was your interaction with the president like? Did he hold up your bill and sign it and show it to everybody? And just take me inside that little bubble in a minute. Raja Krishnamurthy, the Chicago area congressman's on a phone line. He's a Democrat, got a bipartisan bill passed from both houses. The president signed it into law, and it's going to increase the funding for, exactly how do you describe it, increase the, finish that sentence for me, Raj, funding for?
Career technical education programs. At one time, they were called vocational education, and
right.
In some places, they still are.
I asked you two questions before the break.
Yes.
One was reliance on, and I, you know, we're a little short of time here, but talk to me about that kind of pursuit versus academic pursuit in school.
First of all, I just want to touch on something you mentioned before, which is we cannot stigmatize people who decide to pursue these professions, and I think sometimes that's done, and it's really done at our peril, because what we're doing is we're basically creating a skills gap that prevents our economy from functioning properly and going to the next height, so to speak. The other thing is, with regard to making sure that students remain well-rounded and so forth, I think we certainly want to make sure people know their three R's, as you mentioned before. But what I'm concerned about is that people are not getting the skills to get a job. And, you know, you see so many people, even after college graduation, who may end up in a profession or a job that in which they're underemployed or they're not able to really find their calling, so to speak. So really what we're trying to do here is to allow for more people to land where their potential lies, whatever profession,
right.
Regardless
right.
of the job it is.
I think that's well put. I'm glad you said that. 60 seconds. Tell me what it was like at the bill signing. What was your interaction with the president like?
Oh, it was somewhat brief. I think that I haven't been shy about being critical about the president's policies on so many issues, from immigration to Russia to the environment and so forth. However, I was just glad that we could come together on workforce development issues, and specifically on this particular bill. I think it is significant. It's going to help a lot of people.
I guess you got to pick your spots, right? So you've got his ear. You're sitting right there. It might be tempting to say something to him or push back. No, I'm serious, but I guess maybe you think that might be counterproductive in the long run for your own agenda.
Well, I think that the interaction was somewhat brief, and it was really about this particular bill. And I did want to keep the attention on the substance of this bill,
right?
Because quite frankly, it doesn't get enough attention in general compared to some other topics. And yet, I feel like this is something where our work has just begun. Because, as I said, 2/3 of Americans are not going to get a 4-year college degree. They deserve every chance, as much as anyone else, to have a path into the middle class. And I feel like that's where career technical education can really be a game changer.
Our Thomas Jefferson show is coming up in a couple of Saturdays. I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
Yes, sir.
Stand up and ask the third president a question as well.
Thank you. I have some questions.
That'll be fun. Thanks, Raj.
Thank you, sir.
Raja Krishnamurthy, the Chicago area congressman. Steve's got the news. That's next here on WGN.